Amen. It's good to be back this afternoon. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter number 11, so you can go ahead and turn your Bibles there. If you're visiting with us and not a member of the Church of Christ, you know, honored and distinguished guest of the audience, and we believe that the Bible is 100% right. Do y'all believe that? Amen. We believe Jesus hung, bled, and died on Calvary's hill, shed his blood, that will wash man's sins away if he'll believe it, and is baptized. And that blood also purchased the church, which wears his name, and it is the Church of Christ. Only one you ever read about in the Bible. Turn your Bibles there, and we're going to. I launched this study last week, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1. The Bible says there, wherefore we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. This great cloud of witnesses is what I'm going to be talking about. He said this great cloud, and I talked about the CD from last week. I talked about that, but now I want to go back to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. This is a faith discussion we're going to be having for the next few studies of Hebrews 11. And it's entitled "The Witnesses, the Great Cloud of Witnesses." Hebrews 11 and verse 1. The Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What we stand on in our belief is the Word of God. Faith coming by hearing, and the hearing is by the Romans 10:17 by the Word of God. Our faith, our belief, comes from the Word of God. Now, it's something we need to understand as we look at these witnesses of faith, this great cloud of witnesses. He said, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things,
not seen.
So our faith don't come by seeing things. It comes by hearing the Word of God. Verse 2, it says, the elders, these are the patriarchs. And those in the patriarchal and mosaical dispensations of time. These elders are not Christians. There were no Christians in the Old Testament. That's why we don't worship like them. We don't have instrumental music. We don't use David's way of worship. David sacrificed bulls and goats and used instrumental music, but outside the tabernacle. And so we are Christians. There were no Christians here enlisted in this group of elders he's talking about. These were patriarchs, and those come Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, and all of those, Daniel, and all those we talked about last week. Now in Revelation chapter 14, and let's go over there. Revelation chapter 14, something we need to understand that's different between Old Testament and New Testament. Listen to the Bible. Revelation chapter 14, and the verse is number 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that
kept the commandments
of God.
Number
one, they keep. They that keep the commandments of God. Now watch this. They that keep these great witnesses, what they kept were the commandments of God. And then in conjunction to that, and the faith of Jesus. Now, the faith of Jesus is not recorded in the Old Testament. Okay. All right. Now, so make sure you turn your recorder on so I can say that one more time. So when you run over there and get David's instrument, and this is for Office Hayward and all them guys who are trying to convince us that instrumental music is okay in New Testament worship. Let me tell you something about that. It's not in the faith of Jesus. There's a difference between the faith of Jesus and the commandments of God. What do you mean, Brother Brooks? The faith of Jesus is recorded in what we know as the New Testament or the New Covenant, which required the death of Jesus. And in the death of Jesus started a new covenant, a new doctrine. It's called the doctrine or the faith of Christ. That's not in the Old Testament.
Why
you say that? Because there was no teaching by the Son of God, because there was no Son of God until the Virgin Mary delivered the only begotten. He became the first begotten of the Father. And it didn't happen in David's time. It didn't happen then. It happened when God sent Jesus and he came through the Virgin Mary and walked the earth 33 years, taught his disciples, his faith, his doctrine, his teaching is only recorded in the New Testament. And they call it the apostles' doctrine. Now, if you go over the Bible and say, well, the Bible teaches us that some departed from the faith. They left the teachings of Christ, not David. David didn't worship as a Christian. That's why we don't sacrifice animals and goats. Neither do we use instrumental music, because that's not the faith of Christ. Ephesians 5:19, speaking yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. What are you saying, Brother Brooks? I'm saying anytime someone run to the Old Testament and try to pull out of it worship, they left the faith of Christ. Yeah, they didn't take communion because there had been no blood shed. No. That's what John seen him come and said, behold, the Lamb of God. Who was he? Who was it? Jesus Christ silenced all other lambs. No sacrifice sufficient to be compared to the Lamb of God. That's why we don't sacrifice goats. Neither will we bring instrumental music in here to make you feel good. This is not a club. We come into worship. And worship must be done by the name or authority of Christ. Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do it all by the authority. What Christ authorized is the only thing. Because he was the final sacrifice. And whosoever transgresseth and abide not in the doctrine of Christ, watch it now, hath not God. Don't run over there and get David's instruments, because you left the doctrine of Christ. Now, why did I set the stage like that? Because now I'm going to the witnesses. Why were they this great cloud of witnesses? So visualize yourself in an Olympic race. You're on the track. Christ at the finish line. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now the faith, Hebrews 12:1. Whereby we're compassed by with so great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight which and the sin which don't easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Watch this. Looking at who? Jesus, Hebrews 12:2, the author and finisher. That's why when Jesus was on the cross, he said, it's finished. What did he finish? He taught his disciples his faith, and his faith is then that he would have to die. He knew that. It's recorded in the New Testament. He finished on the cross when he said it is finished. Now, if we get into heaven, we better see him at the finish line. But on our way, we call on all those witnesses of faith who kept the commandment of God. They're up in the stands. Amen. The Hebrew Christian writer is saying, There are men of faith of the Old Testament who will stand up in the stadium. They're standing up, and the first one we call on is Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 4. He said, by faith, Abel. Let's ask Abel to stand up, Abel. Stand up as we run our race. We go to Abel, and he said, by faith, Abel. Watch what Abel did. Abel offered God unto God a what?
More excellent sacrifice than
so
Cain.
So you can offer God a sacrifice, but it might not be most excellent to him. Anytime you offer God a sacrifice, like, you know, I come to church every Sunday, that's a sacrifice, but it may not be the excellent sacrifice. Here's what I'm saying to you, that he did more so than Cain by which he obtained witness. That's how he stands. That's why he's in the witness stand. And Cain is not. He did something different from Cain. Cain gave an offering. Get over there. Genesis chapter number 4 and verse 1. Let's go over there real quick and look at a call on this first witness. I'm going to get to a couple witnesses today. And then this lesson is going to be yours. Listen. In Genesis 4 and the verses number 1.
And Adam knew Eve, his wife.
Adam knew Eve, his wife. And she conceived.
And bare Cain.
And bare Cain. And
said, I have gotten a man from the Lord.
Listen.
And she again bare his brother Abel.
So if you're going to get a man, you ought to get a man from where?
The Lord.
Yeah, that's a good point right there. I ain't see that, but that's a good one. That's right there. If your sister's looking for a good brother, don't just make sure he's a brother. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. You know, some brothers, you come to the church, just get a brother. Yeah, but don't just get any brother.
Amen.
Get a man from the... Now you say, well, Brother Brooks, ain't no man perfect. I didn't say nothing about being perfection, did I? I said a man from the... Lord, in other words, he know what to do when he mess up. And he'll tell you when you messing up. As a man from the...
Lord.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, man. Thank you. I like you sitting up here because you're always able to help me out. Some of them get quiet because, you know, they. And she again,
his brother Abel.
Now, Abel, watch the difference. Abel was a keeper of the sheep.
Read. But Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Cain planted food. Abel managed livestock with blood circulating in their bones, in their bodies. There's a difference between a plant and an animal. See, there's a difference between a plant and an animal. Animals don't got no blood. Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. So under the old law, y'all remember Adam and Eve, right? You remember when they sinned in the garden without me going through all that? God had to, they saw themselves naked, and then they had to clothe themselves. But it required the death of an animal. See, all through the Old Testament, they had to kill animals to sacrifice. Y'all follow me? So here, we got one of them plants. Mm-hmm. He raising crops. And the other one was raising
sheep.
Read.
And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord.
So Cain said, hey, I'm going to offer God. I'm going to offer him some of everything I worked to grow out of the ground. Read.
And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock.
Now,
and of the fat thereof.
He don't say nothing about Cain bringing the first thing that came up, do it. But he just bought something that he got from the ground. And then, but his brother, he bought of the firstling. God don't want the lastling of your giving. He want the firstling of your
giving
of his flock and the fat that came with it. So he don't want your leftover after you paid all your bills. He wants your fat before. Oh, yeah. See, somebody, when they come to giving, when they want to give, when they're going to give, we want to give God after we pay for the BMW, the house note, and the car, and light bill. We're going to give him all that. Why you don't give him some fat? Give him the fat. Get the first thing. He the first one you send you do your offering out of your check. The first thing you do is take care of God, and then you take care of your car. Amen, somebody. You can say amen, because if you haven't done it, it's time to start. Amen, because he had a more excellent sacrifice, because he did it the way God told him to do it. Read on, quick.
And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering.
Yeah.
But unto Cain,
answer
his offering, he had not respect.
Now, how many of y'all, how many of you all, God respect your offering? I'm not talking about just money, your life. Are you giving him, are you seeking ye first the kingdom of God? Do you put him first during the week? Do you put him first on Sunday? Do you put him first in Bible class? Do you put him first when you give? Do you put him first when you serve? Do you put him first when you leave and going to work? Do you put him first coming home? Do you keep God first or you put God on the back burner? Well, you say, but I'm asking Enoch. I'm asking Abel. What did you do, Abel? He stands, Abel. Stand up, Abel. I gave him my first, Brooks. I gave him first. I put God first. Jesus said, here's the doctrine of Christ. The faith of Christ said, seek ye first the kingdom. Many Christians will not go to heaven because they are not men and women of faith. Men and women of faith put God first. He ain't secondary. He don't get plants. He get the sacrifice commanded, which was animal sacrifice. Y'all got it? Abel, stand up. What's wrong, Abel? What's wrong with Christians today? Can you help us? They don't put God first. Oh. When we the witness of this crowd of witnesses, Abel stands up and say, put God first. Give God first. Make God your first. Romans 12 and verse 1. Listen to the Bible. The Bible said, Paul said in Romans, here come the faith of Christ now. Here it come. I gave the commandment of God. Here the faith of Christ. Romans 12, 1. The book says,
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
On the mercies of God.
That you present your body as a sacrifice.
You got blood circulating in your body?
Holy. Acceptable unto God.
You think you can, if you don't give your life to God, that your worship is acceptable? He said, present your body a living
sacrifice
holy,
acceptable unto God.
Which is only your reasonable
service.
The problem is not putting God first. When people say they're going to heaven, when people say they are Christians under the faith of Christ, then you put God first. How many of you giving right? Your life. Thought I was just talking about money. Do you give your life first? Do you give your attention to God first or to your wife? To God first or to your job? To God first or to your friends? To God first or to your neighbor? To God first or to you first? This witness gave God the excellent sacrifice, and the excellent sacrifice was given from those who do what the most excellency of knowledge is, and that is what God commands that we do. Why did he accept God, Abel's sacrifice? It was based on what God commanded. When we don't do what God commands, it's not an excellent sacrifice. Let's do it. He offered his sacrifice in faith. It was better than Cain's. And we must be better than the world and offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Now, let me give you this. You can worship on Sunday. We serve every day. We serve what? Every. We don't come together to worship every day, but we serve every day. Why? We've given God our body as a living sacrifice. Go back to Hebrew now. Let's call on another witness. It's faith. By faith, Enoch. Verse number 5. By faith, Enoch
was translated
that he should not see death and was not found because God translated him.
For before his translation, he had this testimony.
Now, watch this. Before God took him, he had a testimony that he
pleased God.
Pleased God. So what's happening is Enoch, go to Genesis 5. Enoch pleased God. So for us, what we learn from when we ask Enoch to stand up, Enoch, what must we do? Enoch, what must we do? Enoch said, you must please God. You not please you. You don't please your wife. You are not to please your brother and sister in Christ. We are to please God. So when I please God, I'll please my wife. When I please God, I'll please my sister. When I please who? Genesis 5:21. Enoch lived 65 years and began Methuselah. 5:21. Enoch, notice this. He walked
with God.
He walked with who?
God.
So if I'm walking this life trying to get to heaven, then I need to be walking with who?
God.
Only way I can walk with God is I know how God tells me to walk. Amen. Just like David was a man after God's own heart. David was a murderer, adulterer, and David was still after. So David was walking when God told him what to do. He stepped in the direction of God. When he stepped off track, he fell, he got back on. Now Enoch walked with God. And the Bible says,
after he begot Methuselah,
yeah,
300 years,
yeah,
and begot sons and daughters,
uh-huh,
and all the days of Enoch
started at 65.
With 365
300 years, he walked with God. He walked with God how long?
300
more years. He walked with God. 365. Now he says what?
And Enoch walked with God.
Uh-huh.
And he was not. For God took him.
Now, which means, and the Hebrew writer came on and said, he translated, but he did not die. He did not see death. He didn't see physical death like we did. Enoch will walk with God. All of a sudden, Enoch, there, he was in heaven with God. That's what he's saying. Why? Why did God just take Enoch like that? Because Enoch pleased God. You know, when God take us, he can take us whenever he wants to take us. Amen, somebody. But I'll tell you this. If he's going to take us, we want to make sure he take us pleasing him. We want to make sure we please God. Now, how do you please God as a Christian? He said, if you get 1 John 1:5 now. Hurry up. 1 John 1:5. The book says what? 1 John 1:5.
This then is the message we heard.
I'm back into the faith of Christ now. See, you can't please God like Enoch did because Enoch wasn't a Christian. Enoch's sacrifice was commanded under the old law. Our sacrifice is under the new law. Now, he said, and so John comes back and said, this then is the message of God. Read.
And declare unto you.
Unto the ground unto you.
That God is light.
That God is what?
Light.
God is what?
Light.
God is what?
Light.
Light. He's not darkness. God is light. And the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So as Christians, we got to do what the light say to. Read. This is how we walk with God. That's all I'm saying. This is what the Bible say now.
And in him is no darkness
at
all.
And in him is no darkness. I'll read on.
If we say that we have fellowship with him.
If I say I'm in fellowship with him.
And walk in darkness.
Don't do what God say do.
We lie.
We are liars.
And do not the truth.
And do not the truth. However, he says.
But if we walk in the light.
If we stay in the light.
As he is in the
as
light.
As he's in the light.
We have fellowship
we have
one
what?
With another.
We have a relationship. We got a fellowship with God. Long we stay in the light. As he is in the light. And God is
light.
And then he says.
And the blood of
now
Jesus
here
Christ.
Remember blood? Blood. Back to the blood. So it was the blood of Christ.
His son cleansed us.
That purchased the church. It was the blood of Christ that started the New Testament. The New Testament, it required the shedding of blood by the Lamb of God. So when we obey God by being baptized, we start to walk in the light. As long as I'm doing what God says, and I may be making some mistakes along the way, but as long as I stay in the light, you know, and it's just like a washing machine. It just keeps on cleansing me over and over and over. As long as I keep staying in the light, I just keep on following God. Stay in the light. In the light, and the blood of Jesus keeps on cleansing us. It's a continuing action over and over and over. The good thing about being a Christian is they ain't got to be perfect, but you got to be faithful. Yeah. What are you saying? Who stood up? Abel. Who stood up? Enoch. What did Abel do? He offered the best. What did Enoch do? He stayed with God. Members of the Lord's church who lead the church, I gotta ask Enoch, what did you do to please God, Enoch? I never left God. He walked with God. Got one more I'm going to talk about. The next one, Hebrew writer said, is without faith. Verse 6, is impossible to please God, that he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently. I ain't got no reader tonight. I ain't got no reader tonight.
He is a rewarder of them.
I got you do.
That diligently seek him.
Hey, he's still here. I thought you had left me. Like them socks. Let's try that again.
But without faith.
So without belief.
It is impossible to please him.
So we can't please God. Read.
For he that cometh to God.
He that come to God.
Must believe that he is.
That he is. And he is a rewarder
of them.
He rewards.
That diligently.
He rewards diligence. That's why Peter said, give our diligence, brothers, to add to your faith. If you're not diligent, you're not going to please God. Because Enoch was diligent. Abel was diligent. The Hebrew writer then said, without belief, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that come to God must what? Believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, not halfway Christians. Amen. They diligently seek him. Then the next one is Noah.
By faith, Noah.
Then the next one we ask is, Noah, will you please stand up? Noah, what happened with Noah? Noah, y'all know Noah's story, don't you? With the Bible, here's some things he said. What happened? Y'all know God commanded Noah to build an ark for the saving of the people. And Noah built that ark just like God told him. He didn't add to it, or he didn't take from it. Let's just go read the story. Genesis 6, I think it is, where I want to be real quick. Let me give you the right verse here. Yeah, Genesis, that's where I want that. Now, let's look at Genesis by faith. Genesis 6, and let's start at verse 9. That's where I want to be. Watch what he said. He said,
there are the generations of Noah.
Now, watch Noah. He's standing up. Noah, he's talking to all of us Christians. Here's what happened with Noah.
Noah
said,
was a just man.
Number one, he was just and perfect in his
generations. And Noah walked with God.
Did he do what Enoch did? But not only did he walk with him, but Noah begot three sons.
Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Now, he's taking his sons with him. That's a message to all of us as leaders. We ought to be taking our children with us. Listen to him.
The earth also was corrupt before God.
Yeah.
And the earth was filled with violence.
Read.
And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt.
Yeah.
For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth.
Read on.
And God said unto Noah.
Go to the man and that's listed in the witnesses. Noah, the end of all flesh
has come before me.
For the earth
is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will
destroy them with the earth. God said, I'm going to take them out. He going to do it again. It ain't going to be by water. It going to be by fire next time. Listen to him.
Make the ark of gopher wood.
Now watch him. Say to specific. These are called specific commands. So when you start want to go to heaven, you understand something. That when Noah stand up, he going to say, do it just like God said do it. Mm-hmm. He said,
make thee an ark of gopher wood.
He said gopher wood. He didn't say wood. He didn't say oak. He didn't say pine trees. He didn't say pecan trees, because all that's wood. But he had to build it with gopher wood. Read.
Room shall thou make in the ark.
Make the rooms.
And shall pitch in within it within and without with pitch.
Read.
And this is the fashion which thou shalt make.
Now God said, here's how I want you to make the ark, Noah.
The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits.
300 cubits long.
The breadth of it 50 cubits.
Deep 50 cubits.
And the height of it 30 cubits.
30 cubits. Read.
A window shalt thou make to the ark.
One window.
And in a cubit shalt thou finish it above.
Read.
And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof.
One window.
With lower second.
Specific. Not two windows.
And third.
Not three windows. Don't add to the ark. Don't take from the ark. Read.
With lore, second, and third story shalt thou make it.
All right, three stories. Read.
And behold, I do bring a flood of water.
God said, now I'm going to open the heavens up and water's going to come down. Read.
To destroy all flesh.
Uh-huh, read.
Wherein is the breath of life from under heaven.
Yeah.
And everything that is in the earth shall die.
Uh-huh. Wait, hold on. He's going to open up. He's going to open up the floodgates of heaven, and everything on earth going to die. Build the ark. Noah, read.
But with thee will I establish my covenant.
But I'm going to make an agreement with you.
And thou shalt come into the ark.
If you come into the ark, when you get into the ark.
Thou and thy sons.
You bring your children with you.
And thy wife.
Save your wife and your children. Brothers, save your wife and your children. Save who? Your wife and your
children.
Take them into the ark. Which are the one God said build with one window, one door. Then he said,
and our sons' wives with thee.
Bring their daughter-in-laws. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Read on.
And of every living thing
it's a blessing
flesh,
to marry a man in the Lord, boy. Read on.
Two of every sort shall thou bring into the ark.
Uh-huh, talking about the animals, read.
To keep them alive with thee,
yeah.
They shall be male and female.
Male and female.
Of fowls after their
wonder
kind.
Why he did it like that. Today's world, he said, bring male and male and female. Yeah, you know, they couldn't have no reproduction if he did that, wouldn't he? It'd have been no more people on earth. Wouldn't be nothing, no more animals. Couldn't have made them because a female animal can't mate with another female, can she? God must knew what he was doing the day he built the ark. He never built it where a woman supposed to be messing with a woman and a man supposed to be messing with a man because there wouldn't be no more animals. We wouldn't have no chicken.
Chicken.
This brother talking about, oh, brother, no chicken leg, no wings, amen, no fried chicken, no squirrels, no coon, no deer, amen, no wild game. But I'm so glad homosexuality wasn't involved in the ark. We wouldn't have nothing to eat. Man, God, the Bible is right from the front to the back. It's going to be consistent in everything it teaches. Amen. Amen. See, we wouldn't have no horses, no cows, and no dogs, nothing. Nothing. Lord have mercy. No catfish. You know it take a catfish, a male catfish and a female catfish to get another catfish?
Yeah.
Somebody say, well, no. Why are you looking at me, man? You don't think I'm right? Brother, look at me like, hold on, brother. You mean no catfish either? No, no catfish, bro. I'm finna close. Y'all don't like this kind of preaching. Whoa, man. Come on. Oh, go ahead.
Read.
Yes, sir.
Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind.
Cattle. I ain't never seen a bull cattle chasing another bull. You seen that before? Just mess up. That's just mess up everything. What if we seen a male cow stand on? Anyway, let's move on. And then we all have Rick. What was that? I didn't see that, did I? Yeah. But we don't have no problem when they walk down the streets of Washington, D.C., holding a hand and kissing. Read on, man, because you're getting me off my subject.
Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive.
Uh-huh, read.
And take thou unto thee all of food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee.
God give him, he giving him specific commands. Read.
And it shall be for food for thee and for them.
Yeah.
Thus did Noah, according to all that God.
There it is. How did he get in the witness stand? Noah did, not partly,
all.
He did all
that God commanded him. So did he.
Now, here it is. You don't get baptized. You don't do what God told you to do. You're not communing. You don't understand nor stand up because he did everything God told him. Now, the church was built by Jesus Christ. It has one door. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the door. The only way into the church, which is the ark, is through obedience to Christ. In 1 Peter 3:21, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is eight souls, were saved by water. If you think that anybody outside of Noah's ark was saved, then you won't need the Bible, throw it away. Because he said only eight. And they was in the one ark which Noah built. Jesus said in Matthew 16, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Acts 2:47 said, praising God and having faith with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Jesus built the one ark, which is the church of Christ, and don't get in it by joining because you can. You got to do what Noah did. He done everything God told him to do. So what do you have to do? Believe it, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins according to the scripture. Believe that he hung, bled, and died. Believe it with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess him to be the Son of God before me in Matthew 10:32. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Why do you believe that? Because by faith we believe that he hung on the cross. We believe he suffered. We believe he was beaten. We believe he was mocked. We believe he was executed on the cross. And that blood that was shed will wash our sins away if we baptize. That's why he said in verse 21, the like figure. 1 Peter 3:21, wherein baptism does also now save us. See, Noah did just what God said to do. And everybody who was in the one ark with the one window and the one door and the two animals of each, male and female, were saved. The church of Christ is the one ark. The builder is Christ. And the saved will only be in it. Because there's only one door. And that's Jesus. Now stay out the church of Christ. Don't commune. Don't worry about heaven. You're not going. Because God cannot lie. It's impossible for him to lie. And he don't go back on his promise. Hebrew writer said, there are two immutable things. He cannot lie, and he won't go back on his promise. In other words, I'm not going to change on the day of judgment because you didn't believe in baptism. I'm not going to change because you didn't think you had to be faithful. You should have did like Abel. You should have gave me your number one. You should have been like Enoch. You should have walked according to my commands. You should have been like Noah. Been in the one I said build just like I said build it. And you stay in that one because I'm going to send a flood. And what Noah made Noah a man of faith, a witness, is because he believed the water was coming before he ever saw the rain. That's what the Hebrew writer. Go back over there. I'm closing now. I'm finished. I said 30 minutes. I'm finished. Go back over to Hebrew. I finished that up. Verse number 6-7. Let's walk through it.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things that
God told him, I'm a flood there, build an ark. Read.
Moved with fear.
He moved, number one, he feared God and kept his command. Number two,
prepared an ark to the saving of his house.
He did the ark, first of all, save him and his family. Read.
By the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith.
By what?
Faith.
Read.
By faith, Abraham.
Well, he says, see not in verse 7. Then what he say? We had not seen the first part of it.
By faith,
that's what Noah. I thought. Read, say that a little slower.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen.
That's it. See, you read too fast. He had never saw the great deluge. He never saw a boat. There was no boat until God told him to build one. So man ain't the one who designed the boat. God designed it. You know, they did a replica of the Noah's Ark. You know, that thing is massive, huge. And Noah built it without a crane. You know what gopher wood is? I ain't never seen no gopher wood. I seen a gopher, but I ain't never seen no gopher wood. That's enough for that. The lesson is clear, isn't it? When we ask, stand up, y'all. Who's in the stand? First one we talked to. Abel, what was it about Abel? Why he in the witness stand?
He gave the first.
He gave his first. Are you? Who else we look at? Enoch. What did Enoch do?
Walked with God.
He stayed with the Lord. Did you? Number three?
Noah.
What did Noah do? Everything just like God told him to do it, right down to the size of the window. What is God saying to us through the Hebrew writer? If you believe me, then you do it just like I said, do it. That's why there won't be no instruments in the Highland Heights Church of Christ. There won't be none of the stuff that we're seeing today. It won't be no beatboxing. It won't be no bass micing. It won't be no praise dancing. It won't be none of that in the Church of Christ because God did not ordain it. And we were baptized for the remission of sins as God commanded. And we will preach to one church with the one builder just like God said, do it. And we're going to take communion every Sunday, just like the disciples in Acts 20, verse 7. And for those who say they believe in Christ and don't want to do this, don't say you believe. Don't say you believe, because you don't. You might believe in death, and you're rolling the dice as if you ain't going to die. But just keep on rolling. Because what's the bad number when you lose? What you want when y'all use? Oh, come on, man. This ain't nothing. Man, come on, man. Rob, don't be dropping your head. Everybody know you used to gamble. What was it? No, he said when you lose, man. Who? Like Brother Clark, man. Brother Clark, you know, shame in his game. Brother, 7-11. What that 1-1 mean, Craig? What 1-1 mean? He talking about snake eye. This brother over here been gambling too. Snake eye. What do I know why them brothers be shaking and they spit on them? Come on, man. Oh, bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Seven. Give me another shot. Look at Tim. Tim, you rolled dice before? See, Tim, see, I shot a little bit. Well, how many of y'all raised some dice? Go ahead and raise your hand. Boy, you know what? Ain't no honest people in here, is it? Them jokes say, I believe in the forgiveness of sin, Brother Brooks. And God said, I sin, I remember no more. And guess what? I don't remember. That was the old me. That's all right, bro. You got something going on right there. Just lying. Anyway, what was that? What was that? The witness. That was good, wasn't it? Wasn't that good? Yeah. Yeah, but here's the thing about it, y'all. The important part of this whole study is this. You know, you can play games with Christianity and be going to heaven if you want to. But understand this. God ain't going to change for you. You're going to have to change for him. And these men who stood up, we got more coming. We got Abraham. We got Moses. We got Sarah. We got a Sarah coming. She's going to stand up. Sarah, the lady, going to stand up. Sarah, please God. Moses, please God. Wow, they're the great cloud of witnesses. I want to be, I don't know about you, but I want to run this race so one day I'll hear him say, Tommy, well done. And if I die before y'all, I want to be in the stand. Up there, tell him, come on, Highland Heights. Y'all can run. Don't stop. I made it. Keep on running. Hold to the truth. Stay in the church. Keep living for God, and he'll bless you. He'll bless your life. He'll bless your driving. He'll bless you on the road. He'll bless your church. He'll bless you in your home. He'll bless you going. He'll bless you coming. He'll bless you when you ain't got nothing. He'll bless you. God will just bless you. If you just do what he say. He said, I'll bless you coming and going. I'll bless your home. I'll bless Kroger's when you go in. You roll your basket in the Kroger's to get your groceries. God said, I'm going to bless it on the way out of here. I'm going to bless you going in. I'm going to bless you coming. I want my blessing. Give me my blessing. Down that way. I hear you, Abel. I hear you, Enoch. I hear you, Noah. I want my name wrote in heaven. If you want yours, you come as together we stand and sing. The cloud of witnesses up there. They heard, they believed, they repented, confessed them to be the Son of God and were baptized for the remission of your sin. You can be saved tonight if you want to be a Christian.